Welcome to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. If you believe that your team is your most powerful case acceptance tool, that if they are good enough to hire, they are good enough to train, and that you must be as good on the inside as you appear to be on the outside, then we have designed the techniques and systems for team case acceptance that will take your team practice performance to the top. Here's your host, Steve Anderson.
Welcome to Top Practices, where we consider the habits of leading practices and the people in them. I'm Steve Anderson. If you've been a listener in the past, you might have noticed a slight change in the name of our podcast recently to simply Top Practices. It's a double meaning. During this podcast, we consider the most powerful habits or practices from leading practices that we work with at the Total Patient Service Institute and the Crown Council. We hope that the simplified name of this podcast will help you remember to come back regularly for more top practices that you can use in your top practice. It's Saturday night, and I'm at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills, California, doing something that had never crossed my mind. I'm actually kneeling on stage at the feet of a prince being knighted. That's right, I'm now Sir Stephen Anderson. The backstory is a very generous recognition for which I had been nominated by Dr. Bill Dorfman, who has probably done more to promote cosmetic dentistry than any one dentist. Through his innovative whitening products like Zoom and his appearances on ABC's Extreme Makeover. The recognition was bestowed by the Royal Order of Constantine the Great and St. Helen, an organization that dates back 1,700 years to the Roman Emperor Constantine, who organized an order of knights to protect and promote the worthy causes in which he believed. The progenitors of that order have continued on the tradition as a way of recognizing innovation, philanthropy, and good works around the world with the goal of promoting more of it. After all, when you've been knighted, you're obligated to carry on the cause. While I was probably the least deserving of the recognition that night, it did cause me pause as I realized once again the power of recognition and its influence on human behavior. If I had any thoughts of hanging it up or taking it easy, all of those thoughts were erased that night. After I had the sword in my hand and being dubbed Sir Stephen Anderson, all I could think of was how to do more. That's the power of recognition. Now, there's all types of recognition, awards being the most dramatic and noticeable. What follows are our top 10 simple yet powerful ways you can incorporate more recognition into your practice for better results. I hope you'll take these as a start and build on them to build more recognition into your habits in your practice. Number one, compliments. Everyone can use a pick-me-up from time to time. We all want to know that we matter, that we're admired and appreciated by others. And when we are, we tend to like the people who like us, who recognize us, who give us compliments. A study at the University of North Carolina found that untrue or genuine, either type of compliment produces just as much liking. So go ahead, fake it. Not really, but as Dale Carnegie, the well-known author of the best-selling book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, put it, give honest and sincere appreciation, be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise. Give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. Number two, in exit interviews that we've done with patients as they leave their dentist office, we asked, what's the one thing you noticed most in the office? Now, we were initially expecting things like the cleanliness of the office or the friendliness of the team. What we got back was this: how the doctor treated the team and how the team treated each other. Now, think about it. How you treat each other is an indication to the patient of how they'll be treated if they stay long enough in your practice. One of the most powerful forms of recognition you can give is recognition to each other in front of the patient. That can be something as simple as a comment of appreciation to a fellow team member, a thank you, or a happy to do it in response. Recognizing your fellow team members may go further to positively influencing patient behavior than things that you do directly for your patients. So recognize and compliment each other. Number three, a close cousin to compliments is encouragement. Now, my mother is a master at using encouragement to inspire, not in a you can do it way, but in a way that gives you something to live up to. When I was in my early teens, I distinctly remember riding along with her one day when the topic of getting my driver license came up. "You're going to be the best driver we've ever had in our family," I'll never forget her saying. Now, being the last of seven children, that was a significant compliment that gave me something to live up to. Now, I don't know if you could even measure being the best driver, but her compliment and encouragement, giving me a good name to live up to, probably saved me what otherwise would have been a potential traffic ticket or two. So give each other compliments and encouragement. Number four, simple patient recognition. My childhood dentist, Dr. George Lund, was a master at using compliments as a way of recognizing the behavior that he wanted. In fact, the behavior that he wanted more of. When I was a kid sitting in his dental chair for a procedure, he would occasionally stop for just a moment and say, "Boy, you're tough." Now, I don't know if I was tough or not. I was probably being a total wimp, so that's why he said it, to encourage me to toughen up. But either way, it produced what he wanted, which was a calm patient who would sit still. Simple recognition and acknowledgement goes a long way towards shaping positive behavior. Number five, the power of an I appreciate note. Years ago, in a fifth grade class in Poteet, Texas, a little girl approached her teacher with an idea that would change the culture of their class. Her suggestion was the idea of I appreciate notes. Each day, every student would write a small note of appreciation to someone else in the class and hand it out before the end of the day so that everyone got to go home with a little Valentine. The notes contained simple expressions of appreciation like, "Thanks for playing with me at recess today," or "Thanks for helping me with the assignment today." That simple exercise transformed their classroom culture, and it can transform yours. That's why we've incorporated the I appreciate note into our Total Patient Service Total Immersion course. Sometimes it's the smallest gesture of appreciation, in this case, written appreciation, that can make someone's day. Number six, I experienced a variation on that idea at Park Crest Dental in Springfield, Missouri. For years, they've had the tradition of the Lifesaver Award. Now, this is an internal award that each month at their monthly team meeting, someone receives. They receive a Lifesaver Award for saving the day or doing something for a fellow team member that made a difference in their efforts to deliver total patient service. That team member is recognized in front of the entire team with a smile, a handwritten card, and a roll of Lifesavers or some other treat. The next month, it's the responsibility of the recipient to pay it forward and give the award to a different team member who has saved the day. It's a tradition in their office that positively impacts their culture and the actions of everyone in it. Let's take a break from our list for a word from our sponsor, the Crown Council Annual Event, which is all about recognition.
Top Practices will return after a message from our sponsor.
It's Friday evening at the Crown Council Annual Event, and dental teams from all over the world are gathered outside the ballroom dressed in their very best for one of the most anticipated nights of their year. It's the Crown Council's Annual Awards, one of the first and singular places in dentistry where teams and individual team members are recognized for their achievement, contribution, and dedication to the profession, their patients, and their team. The stories about the offices and the team members in them are learning experiences of their own, like a most recent Innovative Patient Care Award of the Year given to Goliad Dental Care, who has made their rural practice one of the most unique healthcare environments anywhere in America, or Sharp Dental Center, who's been awarded the Best Community Charity Project Award for their many, many contributions they've made to their community. And then there are the individual team member awards, like Team Member of the Year, Marketing Director of the Year, or the Most Valuable Team Member Award. The Crown Council Annual Event Awards are a parade of some of the best in dentistry that are making a difference for their patients, their teams, and the communities in which they work. The Crown Council Awards not only inspire those who are the recipients of the awards, but they inspire everyone who is in attendance to do better, be better, and make the world a better place. It's one of the most inspiring nights of the year in dentistry. For more information on the Crown Council Annual Event and the Annual Event Awards, go to CC, as in Crown Council, ccannualevent.com. The event is the way that top dental teams kick off their year, and the Annual Event Awards inspire dentistry and the people in it to do better and to be better, to give more and to make the world a better place. ccannualevent.com.
And now back to the episode.
Back to our list of recognition ideas of how you can build more recognition into your practice habit pattern. We hope that you'll take this list and build on it. Number 7. Take the idea of recognition outside the practice with patient recognition. Select a patient of the month and take them a simple and meaningful gift like a pie to their workplace to simply let them know that you appreciate them. That's all. It's random, unexpected, and out of proportion to the circumstance, which is the formula for positively outrageous service, according to my friend and author T. Scott Gross in his book by the same name, Positively Outrageous Service. That unexpected act of appreciation can go a long way to boosting positive word of mouth, which continues to be the most powerful form of marketing in dentistry. Number 8, in a smaller and very powerful way, simple appreciation and recognition for things your patients do that make your life easier can be powerful. Simply thanking a patient for being early or on time or for always being considerate or thanking them for their referrals. The best way to encourage the behavior you want is to recognize it. Number 9, consider one of the most powerful opportunities that you have for patient recognition every day. That's the patient's arrival at your office, especially new patients. Imagine being a new patient in a medical practice and walking through the door, and the appointment coordinator stands up, smiles real big, extends her hand, and says, "You must be Mr. Anderson. I'm Betty, the person you talked to when you scheduled your appointment. We're so glad you're here." Now, if that happened, you'd probably faint. Imagine the feeling of importance that generates when someone is paying attention to the point that they recognize you the moment you walk through the door. Simple, yet powerful. Unexpected and memorable. They will never forget it. A high fear patient recently arrived for the first time at a TOPS practice, a practice that uses Total Patient Service Institute skills and training every day in their practice. The appointment coordinator stood up, smiled, reached across the counter and greeted the new patient by name and let her know that they were excited to see her and had been looking forward to her arrival. At the end of that first visit, the patient confessed that it had been years since she'd been to the dentist because of a previous bad experience. She almost did not show up for her first appointment because she was so scared. But all of those fears were alleviated the moment she walked through the door, simply because someone knew her name and was expecting her. Simple recognition, powerful impact. Number 10. Thanks to some good advice from one of my mentors, Olympic gold medalist Lanny Basham, we recommend that you start your morning meeting with the best thing that happened yesterday. It's a good way to start your day off in a positive way. Consider including recognition by mentioning things that team members have done to make a positive difference in the day. Everyone wants to know that their efforts are noticed and that they matter. You can do that at the start of every day. Now, I know I promised you a top 10, and so here's number 11, your bonus and a reminder. Consider that what you don't recognize sends a message as well. If there's something positive that happens and you don't recognize it, it sends a message that it doesn't matter to you or it's not important. Conversely, if there's something that happens negatively and you don't say anything about it, that sends a message as well. Recognition is a powerful force. It's your choice. Now consider the opposite of love. What is the opposite of love? If your first thought was hate, think again. Consider the person you are passionately in love with when you are stark, ragingly mad at the same time. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. You just don't care. Similarly, the opposite of recognition is indifference. You just don't care. You don't acknowledge or recognize anything. You choose the course of your future and the people in it by the things you choose to recognize or not. So that's our top 10 plus one. Good luck as you reconsider what you recognize. It has the power to influence behavior, the power to shape the future. Thanks for joining me, Sir Stephen Anderson, and good luck as you build more recognition into your top practices of your top practice.
You've been listening to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. You can follow Steve on Instagram at @TheStephenJAnderson and on Facebook at Stephen J. Anderson. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next time. Thanks for listening.